Hello and welcome to Eden Exchanges, the business journey podcast by Eden Exchange. Today, our digital marketing account manager, Kirsty Dinning, spoke to George Saragas, the director at Over 40's Transformation Centre. Listen as George discusses how he and his wife discovered a gap in the fitness market, how he and his wife use their knowledge of health, fitness and nutrition to create Over 40's Transformation Centre, the differences between training Over 40's Australians and other age groups, what a typical day in the life of an Over 40's Transformation Centre franchisee might look like, and so much more. Keep listening to learn all about Over 40's Transformation Centre right here on Eden Exchanges.
Hi and welcome to Eden Exchanges, a podcast by Eden Exchange. My name is Kirsty from Eden Exchange and today we're joined by a very special guest, George from Over 40's Transformation Centre. Hi, George. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us today. Really excited to go, Over 40's Transformation Centre and hear your words about why it is amazing.
Yeah, great.
Could you start off by telling us about your background and how you first became involved with Over 40's Transformation Centre?
Sure. So Over 40's was born in 2019. My wife and I had facilities dating back over 17 years, been in the industry nearly three decades, so 26 coming on 27 years since 96. So it's a long span of experience in the industry. Now, a lot of our clientele in our older facilities was over 40, and they were always requesting, oh, why don't you get a facility that's actually tailored just to us so we don't have to train with the 20 and 30 year olds and we get a bit intimidated and so on. So we thought, okay, after we sold the old facilities in 19, about 6 months on, we thought, okay, let's start up an actual proper over 40s brand and tailor it to that. So from September 2019 onwards, it's just been going strong at our facility ever since. So within 3 months of that one, it grew to capacity very quickly and it's just never looked back.
No, that's so incredible. It's such a niche Nestle field. I wouldn't fully say niche, but it's such a field where people want to feel that they have a safe space to exercise in. Yes. And it's such a personal thing, exercising as well. I think when you're doing certain stuff, you don't want to be judged or you want to be comfortable. How does Over 40's Transformation Centre differentiate itself from other franchises in the market? And what unique advantages do you offer to potential franchisees?
So, all right, those two questions. I'll start off with the unique difference in terms of, the name says it all, Over 40's. You know, we're the only Over 40's dedicated fitness studio. So when there might be certain other places that normally target your 19 to 35s and your 20 to 40 year olds, I'm sure you know sort of the group training facilities that do that, but we're specifically for your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, 70s, even up to the point of we've got two 84 year olds training with us as well. And they just love it for the fact that it is purely an over 40s community and it's very like-minded and it's very supportive in that way. Yes, they're there to get into shape, but they're there as the senior part of their years where they want to stay strong. They want to stay fit. They don't want to compete with 20 to 30 year olds in mainstream facilities, for the vanity of it. So they're just there to really take care of their health from then on. So our unique difference is first step being at over 40s, but also we offer the small group personal training for them. So it's not your generic big group sessions. It's your small cap personalized training. So we've got about 6 to 7 sessions running a day. So there's plenty of times to get all the clients in through the day, whether they train 3, 4, or 5 days a week. And they can train as many days as they want. And the program is structured to tailor for them. So they can do that if they want to. Some of our older clients are training 6 days a week and they absolutely love it, you know, and they just can't get enough of it. So it's brilliant in that way. But we also offer the nutritional guidance. So a lot of my background is a nutrition side of things as well, the nutritional planning. So we offer all our clients that do join up with us the nutritional guidance. They've got access to the online nutritional portal where you've got it's very comprehensive, but at the same time, the guidelines are very simplistic to follow. And then you just generally ongoing accountability. That's what keeps the retention rate so high in our facility, the retention side of things and the accountability. You know, so that's a lot of places don't offer the proper nutritional guidance and the ongoing accountability in their programs. It's just your training. See you next time. We'll talk to you when you're back in.
And especially being, is it on all of it's ongoing? Because I know there's other models out there where they do the specific challenges, but it's only you get the nutrition and everything in those challenges. This sounds like it's an ongoing involvement in everything.
It is ongoing, definitely, because you want it sustainable. You don't want your short-term quick fixes. So once they finish, let's say your initial 42 days or 6 weeks of the initial kickstart, you know, they're there for their journey. So they're going to think after 6 weeks, well, I've lost 6 kilos, 8 kilos, 10 kilos. Well, where do I go from here? Now, this is the next part. This is how we can sustain it for life and build the next part of the habit. You know, so it's all small stones.
I think that's the big thing is sustainability, because you get people that come and do these 8-week challenges and they shed all the weight and then they quickly put it back on again because they go back to their ways.
That's right.
And now, what are some unique advantages that you offer to potential franchisees?
So, well, the franchisees are going to come in unique advantages. One of the biggest ones is a franchisee is going to come into a business, firstly, with that motivation and excitement and passion into the industry, but also they're going to want a good return on investment investing into a business. So being at such a low cost and a high ROI, like is 46 members to break even. And upon inception, we aim to get that 46 members, you know, to already be breaking even from when doors open. So that's our aim, as what we did do in Hope Island already. So that's one of the biggest differences. And I guess one of the biggest questions is what's the return on investment, first and foremost. But unique differences is the small group personal training. So as opposed to your big generic groups, we've got all the systems in terms of the programs and nutritional side of things. And I'm sure there's a few that do, a few that don't. The ongoing training. I like to treat business partners or franchise partners as the same as clientele. The accountability is needed. If I want to have a strong retention of franchisees, well, I need to be, it's in my best interest to make sure they're doing really well and they're successful in that business, because at the end of the day, it's also the over 40s brand. So a big difference will be the helping hand. A big difference in the training aspect would be the small group personal training and the offerings of the nutritional portal, the nutritional guidance, and also the accountability. I like to run monthly seminars for clients as well, really teaching them the basics of nutrition, nutrient timing, when to eat certain foods, hormonal health, strength and conditioning, rehabilitation, whatever it may be, the clients want to learn. So, and that's a big aspect of where we come in as well as a difference, really teaching and educating them along the way.
Yeah, really helping them help themselves as well.
Exactly.
What qualities do you look for in a potential franchisee, and how do you ensure that they are a good fit for the Over 40s Transformation Center brand?
Franchisees, initially, you want to see initially that genuine passion that they want to help people. If it's someone that just wants to go as an investment and say, I just want to invest in a business to make some extra money, extra income, well, it's probably not the best side of things, you know, because there could be investors that come into it, but they need to have a damn good manager in place that's a face of the business to make sure they treat it like their own. And that's where it comes in. You don't have to be a full-time owner operator. You're not buying a job. You're investing in a lifestyle choice where you can have trainers on the side that are running the show for you, but you've got to show your face in it as well. Because the three main aspects of the business is your typical marketing, getting the clients in the lead first place, the sales, which is crucial, and then the retention. Franchisees always want to have that genuine initial motivation and think, yes, I want to do this. I want to really help people, especially in over 40 years of old. I'm really passionate about that. You know, the rest, the training aspect, that's where I come in. I can take care of all of that in terms of making sure they're up to speed. Even if they don't have a certification, that can be done pretty quickly. Owner operators of grace, having your face regularly in the business and showing that you're there, you have that genuine care for your clientele there, because it is your business, is a big plus for the franchisees.
Yeah. And in terms of actual franchising itself, what do you consider to be the biggest benefits for both Over 40s and individual franchisees?
Well, Over 40s as a brand, we get to expand to help the aging population in all aspects of your typical states in Queensland, New South Wales, ACT, and so on. So I guess that, and having the facilities dedicated to the over 40s clientele, you know, the more of them, the better it is, the more we can help people. So that side of things is a big plus in terms of how many people we can actually help. The franchisees, the benefit, well, big benefit is a great return on investment for them and the low member startup to actually break even and to start profiting from then on as a business. So of course they're going to look at that as a plus and as a first importance when they're initially inquiring. So the investment side of things is a great in terms of return on investment. And then having that genuine care, we're helping clientele. As soon as clients get certain results, we've got so many laminated result photos on our wall in the studio that people love coming in and seeing them. Says, oh, wow, what an incredible result. They get motivated, you know. So every little thing you can do, get motivated along the way, the better. And this is what the franchisees will see with their clientele.
That's so good. And then can you describe to us what the day-to-day activities look like for an over 40s transformation franchisee?
Yeah, definitely. So it really depends if they want to be hands-on and take a lot of the sessions or just back off and take a handful of the sessions. So they could have their full-time staff or part-time staff or whoever they have on hand go in and do the opening. But in terms of that, an opening first class about 5 a.m. in the morning. Now you're running from 5 till 10 a.m. in the morning. You're running into 4 to 5 sessions in the morning, and then you're 2 to 3 in the afternoon. And that really comes down to why I say 4 to 5 and 2 to 3. It really depends on demographics and the area that you're in at the time. So, but it's that typical going in, opening, setting everything up, setting the daily program up, getting everything done, open, if aircon's needed, aircon, music on. So it's ready, because if people walk in 20 minutes early, you don't want to just be getting there thinking, okay, just let me set up and sit in the corner for a second, you know? So it's getting in there even half an hour early and making sure everything's set up, ready to go, lights on. So clients walk in and you give them a nice smiling welcome. And then it goes the sessions. You give a quick demonstration of the session and then you guide them through the sessions like any personal training coach would do. There's bits of critiquing that you've got to help along the way. And then going into later in the day, you know, by that 10 o'clock mark, you can have your break. So whether it's the marketing side of things, where I take care of the marketing and the sales for Hope Island, because I like doing that and I like having that initial approach to clients and building a rapport with them. And this is what you're going to get out of training with us. It just works well like that, the marketing, the sales, and then the retention. I like to, even though I'm quite very busy myself, I like to sort of keep on people's backs in terms of keeping them responsible to be in and training, you know, keep them active in training. So that's through the day, those three aspects, the marketing, sales, and retention. And then the afternoon, again, depends if you've got the part-time staff or if you're doing the sessions yourself, you're back in for your typical 4 or 4:30 class, a small group session, 2-3 sessions, pack up in the evening, and you're done for the day. So there's a lot more to go into, but that's the basics of what we're going to go through.
Yeah. You mentioned briefly about the demographics and the people that you kind of had. How do you go about site selecting and also the market analysis when opening new franchise locations?
Sure. So let's say, for instance, Mango Maps. It's a great tool to have to look at the demographics, set them up, see, because a franchisee location would be around 35 to 40,000 population. Now, in that population, we've got to see the median age of 40 to 70 year olds and also the median income. So we've got to work out the demographic and say, okay, this is a very suitable spot to build a studio at capacity, and you won't have that competition for over 40s within that population of, let's say, 40,000 people. That's a big distance you can cover, you know, and that's a very small percentage to get to a capacity for your own studio. So at the end of the day, I like to look at the data and the competition, what's around there, you know, just to see, because our facilities and our studios are not going to compete with your typical Fit Stops or your Snap Fitness or your World Gyms or anything like that. We're actually around them in Hope Island a lot, and there's no issue. We actually feed well off them, to be honest, but there's not an issue being around other facilities because we've got such a unique brand and only cater to that small percentage of the market, which realistically, if they're choosing between your young gyms and your older gyms, oh, well, we'll go to there and see what it's like. Every day of the week, they'll stay with us.
That sounds amazing. It's such a good way of doing it and working with the area, not feeling like your competition to anyone else. It's like we all work cohesively together.
Correct.
In terms of the franchisees, then, what kind of ongoing support and training do you provide to them that will help with their success in running a successful over 40s transformation center?
Like any business partner would do. So initially, it would be that inboarding and really getting them up to scratch with what's going to be required with the marketing, the sales, the retention, the training of staff, employing staff, you name it. There's a lot involved initially. Now, if they're running the business and they're a few months in and they email me, call me, whatever it may be, and say, oh, George, I'm having a bit of trouble this month with getting some leads or closing these sales, which we had 10 appointments this week, I've only closed one. What am I doing wrong? That's where I come in, and I'll actually go up there with them and do some training with them and wait for the appointments as well to actually be there with them to show them how to sell or how to market or how to retain their clients or whatever their weaknesses are at the time, I'm there to make sure it happens, because it's really in my best interest to make sure that they're successful in their business. And that's always what I'll do.
Yeah. And I know, yeah, you mentioned at the start in terms of the training and everything you do to help them get up to scratch in terms of nutrition and everything. With the franchisees and everything, do they require any kind of qualifications? Well, like PT and everything, do you help with that?
Yes. Yes. So not initially, they don't need to have it, but it's a good idea to start getting things started to get your certification. You can just do that online a few hours a week and to get it done. But as long as you're in the process of actually getting it done, it's your whole business and insurance, for insurance purposes, if you're talking about that, is covered at that time because you're going through the process of getting your certification. So as long as they have in their minds that, yes, I'm willing to get my certificate for, and they're going through the process of doing a few hours a week to do that at part-time rate, doesn't matter, it's no worries at all.
Yeah, that's a big roadblock out of the way if they can do it to start with and then have it versus having to have it and then everything. Because it's that reassurance to know that you're going into a job with it as well.
That's right.
How does Over 40s Transformation Centre stay up to date with changing consumer preferences and trends? And how does this influence the overall strategy for franchise expansion?
A big thing that I like to do, and I actually just released one yesterday, is feedback forms for clients. So feedback forms, I write a list of questions is like your typical, are you happy with training? How long you've been training? What changes would you like to see? Are you happy with the format? What events would you like to see for next year as your typical community building? So there's a list of questions that I have clients fill out and just submit so I can see them all and what clients love, what clients would like to change, what do you want more of, how's the music, or everything in terms of how they enjoy it. I want to get total enjoyment. I want everyone to enjoy when they come in and not so much a chore and think, oh, it's a boring place. That's why I like to get all clients' feedback because the audience will tell the story. The audience will tell your story if it's a great place to be or not. So it was just yesterday or 2 days ago, I put the feedback form out. So if there's any changes I need to implement, I will slowly start implementing. I'll update everyone in the private members group and saying, these are the changes, this is where it's going to start from according to what everyone wants. Let's go from here.
And from that, what do you think has been your most successful or change that's come from members that you probably didn't think of and they brought up and you've implemented?
Less cardio, more resistance. Because initially I started with 3 resistance days and 3 cardio days. And the first couple of years, we kept it that. And then I think there was just over 2 years in when the feedback form went out, they wanted another resistance day and one less cardio day. So 4 resistance days, 2 cardio days, and clients love it that way.
Yeah, cardio is a killer.
Yeah. So that's the biggest change.
Oh, that's so good. And especially that helps you be able to know what your members want, keep that retention and adapt to the market quite successfully as well.
That's right. And you have to listen to your clients. If majority say what they think would make them happy, well, sit down and say, well, is this going to be a needed change to retain my clients? And it might be. So it might be sort of something that you need to implement into changing. So I restructured the whole program and that's been a benefit to our studio.
And now, while we're looking ahead to the future, what are your plans for continuing to grow Over 40s Transformation Centre through franchising? And how do you see the franchise model evolving in the future?
Well, there's big plans in terms of moving them around Australia. Okay. First and foremost, I like to keep with the population of the 35 to 40,000. I don't like the mentality of once you've got that and you're at capacity to lower that kilometer gap so you can try to fit more in. You know, I'm not about that. I'm about sort of keeping that population and keep on growing them around Australia, but don't condense them too far because all you're going to do is start sabotaging each other. So once we can evolve, involvement wise, yes, we want to expand all around Australia, which we will do, still at the low cost option and high return on investment, and really get the each franchisee charging along to, you know, my main aim is to make sure they're all successful at the end of the day. And every bit of help I need along the way, I'll get the help I need to make sure that everyone is successful.
Yeah. And finally, what is the best advice you can offer someone who is considering becoming an over 40s franchisee? And what is the best way for them to get started?
Really ask the questions. Ask the questions that are bothering you straight away. Okay. There might be financial problems. There might be training questions. There might be questions that you were not scared of, but you have a fear for. Ask the questions straight away so we can get them off the table to give everyone peace of mind to say, okay, this is what they're honestly offering. Is this for me or is it not for me? Because the worst thing at the moment is you're hiding something first and then later down drinking, oh, I had this expectation. You know, let's get it off the table first. Let's go through it all. This is what we, I'm going to be an open book, what the business is about. If you want to join, let's go. I'll make sure you're a success.
So incredible. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure having you with us today and can't wait to hear all the new franchisees we're getting. Yeah,
can't wait.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, George Saragas. It was a pleasure learning about Over 40s Transformation Centre and your franchising opportunities. Now, for anyone listening to this podcast who would like to know more about this opportunity or kickstart the franchise process, click the JotForm link in the show notes below. Once you've submitted your interest, the team at Eden Exchange will get in touch as soon as possible to set you on your franchising journey. Eden Exchanges was brought to you by the team at Eden Exchange. In this episode, we spoke to George Saragas, who is the director at Over 40s Transformation Centre. To find out more about Over 40s Transformation Centre, or to discover other episodes by Eden Exchanges, head to our website, www.edenexchange.com. If you're looking for a way to simplify the business buying and selling process, then our new virtual lead room, Deal Exchange, is exactly what you've been looking for. You can learn more about the platform by visiting our website or by getting in touch with our team. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Eden Exchange for the latest updates, news, and opportunities in Australia's trusted business marketplace. Thanks for listening.